thought for today. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Well, a woman wrote in the other day saying she didn't believe in miracles. She felt that the word miracles was a misnomer, that it really didn't say what people think it says. People think that a miracle is something supernatural, something that is beyond our awareness, beyond our understanding, beyond our belief. For instance, walking on water is a miracle. Raising the dead is a miracle. Sick is becoming well is a miracle. Becoming wealthy when you're poor is a miracle. You know, all sorts of interesting things. These are all, well, let's see. Let's see if any one of you can pick the word that describes what these things are. They are all the big R, what?
Relative.
And what is all that's in the relative? Illusion. It's all illusion. And what brings it under control?
The law of cause and effect.
The law of cause and effect. You see, we are dealing with a very simple, if you will, scientific program how ideas come forth, of how ideas manifest. I guess that's a good word for it too, manifest, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Miracles manifest. Now, how do miracles manifest? Miracles manifest by the law of cause and effect. You say, oh no, miracles are the work of God, and God is in heaven, and God is bringing these things. It's a miracle that these things happened. It's a miracle that Fatima was here. You know, it's a miracle that the little girl saw this angel of Mary there standing around, you know. And, you know, people got tired of the miracles of Jesus. Jesus would appear here and Jesus would appear there. It became old hat. So then Jesus' mother started appearing, you know, and that was the new hat. And that was a new bunch of experiences. Now, you know who's going to be next?
Joseph.
Joe boy. Joseph is going to be next. I mean, whoever would expect Joseph to come, you know? So he'll be next. You watch and see. It won't be long either. And this is all a game we play. It's all a game we play because it's fun. It's fun. I was working on my computer today. We had a piece of materials that came in. It was called the Taj Mahal. And on it were some beautiful Tantra type of words and phrases, which are rather universal for every culture, some not so. They said, trust in God, but lock your car securely. And that to me is a
paradox.
It's totally improper. But again, there's so much that they did do that was beautiful and wonderful that little thing you can ignore. Okay, now, another one. Learn the rules so you know how to break them. And I thought, wow, you know, that it's cute, but it is totally incorrect. So let's just go at that. Now, as I was looking at that, I took the Taj Mahal and I put it into my saving package, and then up popped another Taj Mahal. Well, where did you come from? It was in red. It was called PowerPoint. And I said, oh, let's see what you got to say. So I pressed the button and up it came. And then next to it came a worksheet where you could change the words. And I thought, oh, all right, let's see about changing some words. So I changed the words. And I thought, this is easy as pie. Now, if it's easy as pie to change these words, it's easy as pie to change the pictures. And we can put some pictures in there with of the campus here. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yes.
And then I thought, well, if we can do that, we can also have some dialogue in there. I just have to learn to do the dialogue because I never looked at PowerPoint. And here it is. I have this miracle on my computer and I never used it. The miracle that came with Office and Microsoft Office, and it was in 98, and it was in 2000, and here it is in, what do we got, XT, XP, and extrasensory perception, huh? So perhaps that's what XP means, extrasensory perception. So I like that. I like that. And so we will create this. Now, what a miracle. It's a miracle. Herb, where did you learn to do all that stuff? I just accidentally pressed the button. Not accidentally, nothing happened by chance. John Charles Dainty, one of our novitiates who became a monk and then went off to England to get his visa taken care of, and who knows what else he's going to do. When he was here, he said he wanted to put a program on the computer with pictures of campus and dialogue and talk about the campus, maybe even video, a video streaming video. And I said, well, sure, let's just do other things first, you know. And here is the technique. The very technique is right there in his hand, in my hand, in our hand. And we didn't, it's a miracle. Poof, up it came. Why didn't it come up while he was here? Well, we wanted him to spend his time doing other things. What did we want him to spend his time doing?
The things that he has fun with.
I'm sorry?
The things that he has fun with. To build a fountain.
Oh, no, 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 no. We had other things for him to do. The things that we had for him to do, I know this is what you think, and obviously your answers to me right now are a perfect indication of how far you missed the point, how far away from where I am you are, and one day we'll get together. But what we wanted John to do was to tune into his spiritual reality. We wanted him to tune in to his divine inner self. That's what he came here for. He didn't come here because he wanted to build a fountain for us or he wanted to do these various things. He came here because he was looking for his own inner self. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's what we should all be here for. But it appears that we're here for building fountains and doing other things and putting out the gist and putting out the books and things like that. That's not what we're here for. We are here at the monastery to perform miracles, to find who we are and be it. Be yourself and have fun. Can you understand that? Be yourself and have fun. You don't even know what that means. I tell you 100 times what it means, but you don't even know what it means. Be your God self. Be your divine self. Speak your word and instantly manifest whatever thought comes to your mind. Wow! Isn't that great? But no, you want to build a fountain. No. We want to learn to listen within. Our time of introspection, our time of meditation is so precious to us. I gave you a full week of nothing to do of the campus work, just to go within. And what did all of you do? All of you found time to do campus work. All of you found time. If you had found that time, you should have really taken that time that you found and done more introspective work. Listened even more deeply within yourself. Walk off into the hills. Go wherever you want and listen to the divine within you. Find it. I give you this chance. And I'm not trying to make money off of you here at the campus. If I were, I'd be much more efficient with my use of your time. But the purpose you're here for is to walk your spiritual path, is to find out who you are. I like me. I listen within. I'm going to discourage you and I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm going to say, don't you know your values? Don't you know that you should do these things? And what should you be doing? What you should be doing is listening to your miracle. Listening to your miracle. Following the divine within you. Being yourself and having fun. And going for it. Who are you? Hello. Hello out there. Sounds like somebody we know, doesn't it? Who are you? Who are you? Are you some sort of a strange person who is here to make money? You're here to become president of IBM or something like that? Who are you? What's your purpose here? Your purpose is to find yourself. Your purpose to coming to the monastery here is to find you. It's a miracle of finding yourself. When you find yourself, when you find who you are, you'll say, ah, now I know what he's talking about. But you won't know how to find yourself because you're constantly doing things in the relative. I want you to do things in the absolute, in the infinite, if you will. Now you say, well, that's Herb, that's what we wanted to do all along. No, no. Listen to your divine within. The divine within will reveal your relative activities. But listen to the divine within. Follow your heart, your spirit, your soul. And then you'll be so happy. And then be yourself and have fun. Now, what's fun? Fun is just being in this world, but not of the world. You're not doing anything because it has to be done. You're doing it because it's fun. Doesn't that sound good? You're not doing anything because it has to be done, but because it's fun. How about that? Sort of rhymes, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not here to run the university. You're here to be your divine self. And being your divine self, everything you touch turns to magnificence. Okay? It seems a miracle, but you think to yourself, a gift from self to self is now set in perfect type. We have 10,000 copies and they're distributed hither and yon. Quiet Healing Zone is masterfully done. Beautiful illustrations throughout. It's a book of magnificence that will turn the lives of people around the world into a new awareness of their divine self. They'll be able to walk their spiritual path more beautifully because Quiet Healing Zone has touched them. But no, we don't do anything with it because we're thinking we have to do something, we have to make something happen. And what are we doing? Nothing. 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 Be yourself and have fun. Now, am I trying to tell you you're supposed to get busy on publishing that book? No. I'm telling you that you want to be busy on being yourself and having fun. And being yourself is walking your spiritual path. And walking your spiritual path, you snap your finger and it's done. Do you want to arrive at that state? Or maybe you don't. Maybe I'm presumptuous in thinking that you want to go all the way. The boy and girl get together and they say, do you want to go all the way? What's all the way? It's not having coitus, not having sex. It's not getting married. It's being one. You want to go all the way and be one with each other? All the way? Not having just the simple physical outward things, but going all the way. Make up your mind what all the way means. All the way isn't just having a relationship. All the way is being one. And I guarantee you, I never said this before, but I guarantee you, you will never be one with another person. You are either one with all, or you're one with nothing. You will never be one with another person. Do you understand me? When you arrive at the state of consciousness of being one, you will be one as all, which is cool. But you will never be one with another person as another person. You may love them, you may enjoy them, you may find their company magnificent, but if you aren't totally one, they had a little statement there. They said something about if you love another person, you don't need them. You can love them, but you don't need to have them with you. And you see, that touches upon this a little bit. If you really love someone, if you really love a place or your parents or your home or your work, you don't have to be there. You love it wherever you are. You love your work even though you're not at work. You love your companions even though you're not with them. You love everything, even though you may be separated from anything. This is what this is all about. Yeah, I believe in miracles. Because I see them happening every day, because miracles are common. Miracles are common. You would say to change base metals into gold is a miracle. You would say King Midas was a miracle. That anything he touched turned to gold. You would say miracles are in such mundane things. But these are not miracles, they're just the working of the law of cause and effect. King Midas working of, yeah, King Midas, the working of the law of cause and effect. Raising the dead, the working of law, yep, raising the dead is working of laws, cause and effect. Yeah, science, one day soon, they will be able to replace parts of the body. This is your working machine here. In case it goes bad, the heart's bad, they already replaced the heart, or replaced the lungs, or replaced virtually everything in your body. Only thing they haven't replaced yet, that's your brain. But they're working on that too. One of these days they'll stick a chip in there, it'll take place of your brain. And it'll be bigger than your brain. It'll be, that is, it'll have more capacity than your brain. Will it? No. Nothing will ever be greater than your brain. And it's not because it's your brain, but because your brain is connected to the infinite mind, the allness, if you will. The allness is channeled through our brain to, so our body can use it. And anytime, there's no chip that could ever be connected to the allness, because it's an invisible bond. It's something so beautiful. That would be a miracle. That would be a miracle, to have the chip connected to the allness. And that I'd like to see. That would be really exciting. Because what would happen then? We would be, our bodies would be expendable. And if our bodies were expendable, then what? We wouldn't have to maintain them. And if we didn't have to maintain them, why bother having them? And if you don't bother having them, what's the use of doing anything relative to our body? So, we're just a bunch of brains, okay? Who wants to be a brain? Nobody. They want to have the touch. They want to have the kissing sensation. They want to have the looking and seeing, drinking in the beauty of nature with your ears, your nose, your eyes, and tasting it. See, all of these things are human virtues. And all of these things are human. And as human, they are not divine, but they're only an expression of the divine. The divine transcends any human virtue we could ever have. And it's something that we might like to look forward to. So, think about these things. Think about these things. I believe in miracles. You believe in miracles? Are you ready to be a miracle? You are already. But start recognizing that you're here on campus, and those of you listening to it who are not here on campus, you are on campus. You are in the miracle of your heart. And when you start saying, I am God, God I am. When you start saying, I am perfect, even as is the divine within me. When you start saying these things, what happens to you? You start living them. And when you start living them, it's a very short step to the snap that manifests every single desire, not desire, you can't have desires, which manifests every single thought that passes through your mind. Because you see, a master in consciousness has no time or no movement between the thought and the thing. They are instant and one. You understand that? The thought and the thing are instant and one. And so this is why we want to train ourselves in awareness to be at that point where the thought and the thing for us are one. They are. It's just that you don't believe it. It's too good to be true. I can't believe it happened. Oh my goodness. And it is true. So, enjoy that. I give that to you as a gift today because I love you. Ingeborg?